Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hartman Carter Cook, Newstalk 830 on this Thursday afternoon. Adam's mom, Cheryl. It's been a while since we chatted with Cheryl, and she is just fabulous. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. She's just so sweet and kind, and then occasionally, in a very loving way, jousts with her son. Cheryl's with us in about 7-8 minutes. Our guy Brian Sullivan on CNBC, what could basically implode our entire economy. It's not going to happen, but the games we're playing to get there is, again, embarrassing and shameful. Sully, who's always good on other topics, is with us at 2:35. It's about, and you guys correct me, has it been about the last 3-4 months, would you say, we've had dose of Devin? Is that ballpark
that sounds about right?
Right?
Yeah. About right.
Okay. This all came about because of Devin Marshall. And Devin Marshall worked here for a number of years, part-time. He worked in the promotions marketing side. You will not find a kinder and nicer and more sincere person on the planet than Devin. Maybe it can tie him. But a kinder, more sincere, nicer individual than Devin, that person doesn't exist. Devin wanted to do more. So Devin learned how to work the board and also produce what Dan does. And it's not easy to do all those things. And at times, Devin wasn't treated very well by a former employee. I'll just flat out say that because I would hear the stories from Devin over and over again. And that did not please me at all. And I felt like people should have stepped in, and they didn't. And when Devin would fill in for Dan, he just was so damn good. And the three of us just thought, let's use Devin more on this show. And let's just be let Devin be Devin. And he... it's a bit haphazard at times. It's not always as organized as Devin wants. But anybody who doubts Devin's talent, you just don't get it. Because Devin is a very talented individual. And I love so much about the show. I am so lucky to work with Adam and Dan. And we have a lot of regular features, which I believe in a lot. There are other shows that I really enjoy also. And I know, let's say, so-and-so was on a certain day. Well, when we started booking in Devin at 2:05, and it'd be just kind of a bizarre first segment, and then so often Laura would join us throughout. And Laura's fantastic. Sometimes Devin's mom and or dad would be on. And it was just gold. I loved it because people are drawn to these games. My fault, we should be doing more games, to be honest. And it just worked because of not me, not Adam, not Dan, not Laura. One reason, Devin. And because Devin's so damn good, another station here in town, recently hired Devin full-time. And I blew it. I should have trusted my instincts last week and said a formal goodbye to Devin right there and let Devin say goodbye. But I thought it was going to work out, and it did. Because Devin's working somewhere else. I don't agree how the Brain Wizards handle this, but they said he's got to go. Think it's a mistake. By the way, we're struggling to try to get people to fill in on shows. Because of that, like Dan is not going to be on this show next week because he's got to help out another show. But I just want to on air, again, thank Devin for everything he has done at this station. Tireless. From the amount of hours he would put in on the marketing side and go to places. Devin has faced some of his own health issues. And when Devin would speak out about some of those health issues regarding my son, Quentin, and when he met Quentin and talked to Quentin, how much that I could tell it mattered to Devin and how genuine he was versus just someone trying to end that conversation and feeling like he should do it. There was never a speck of that. How Devin was so great to my father on Sundays. And my father really never got Devin's name right, to the surprise of no one. But my father cared a lot for Devin because there's just only one person at this place who ever treated Devin poorly. And that person doesn't work here anymore. That person had a pattern of doing it, so it doesn't surprise me. I'm going to miss Devin a ton on the air. Devin made 1,000% the right decision. Gets a full-time job at a very good place. Working for the best boss I've ever had in my life. So Devin, there's only love from all of us. And we're going to miss you, and you 1,000% made the right decision. Adam, you go next. Devin sent us an email today. A lengthy, lengthy email about how much you meant to him, Laura meant to him, Dan meant to him, I meant to him, and what CCO meant to him. And that just tells you just what a great person Devin is.
Yeah, I remember, I think you both, you and Dan were out one time, and I filled in for you, and Devin was filling in for Dan. And it was just one of those moments where in this business, you realize that somebody has it. And that 3 hours when I was with Devin, I realized that that kid has it. And I think you and I spoke about that, and which kind of led to him being involved a little bit more, especially with a dose of Devin. And look, it's also radio bit where, you know, him and I would go at each other. None of that was accurate. I mean,
none of it.
Sure. Yep. Sure. Yeah. Let's go with that.
You said it, and I'm happy for him because you absolutely sometimes can get locked into something and 10 years goes by or 20 years goes by, mm-hmm. And suddenly you're in the same spot. And to have that opportunity where you can be recognized for your talents and rewarded for them is fantastic, and I wish him nothing the best. And it just the email, it's not surprising because, I mean, he drove down to my party at my house, which was on the complete opposite end of the metro area. It must have taken him over an hour to get down there, and he was only there for a little while, but he made the effort to come down there, and it was just it was him and my mom at the end, and it was fantastic.
So
and,
good.
But, yeah, the congratulations on his new job, and I'm sure they will be delighted with the product that he gives them.
Yep.
I mean, I'm delighted for Devin, too. That he gets a chance to do this full time. And I'm delighted that I don't have to look over my shoulder anymore because I love to joke about how he was constantly coming after my job. But the truth of the matter is, if there was anybody here I was going to try and turn around and hand this gig to, or, you know, thought had this stuff to be able to do this gig, it was 100% him, right? I mean, great kid, very creative, good on air. He just got it, right? I mean, Adam said it. There's some people that get how this job is supposed to be done and how it works, and there's people that don't, and it's, you know, that's not any judgment against the people that don't. It's just kind of a unique job that way. But he got it, and he was good, and he was beneficial to our show. I'm going to miss him terribly, although probably not that much because he called me last night for about a half hour, and my guess is I'm going to be getting a handful of more calls coming up over the next few weeks as he settles into this new gig. I wish, in a lot of ways, Devin could see himself from our vantage point because I'm not sure Devin ever really had the confidence in his own talent. I'm not sure he really saw it. And that's a sign of humility, and it's something that, you know, we can all use on occasion as a reminder of just how good we might be at the job that we're doing. And I got nothing but confidence he's going to be great in the new gig.
Well, let me just be really blunt. We need more people at this radio station who have it. Devin has it. We need more who have it. And again, I'm elated for him. And I know I told you guys this off air. I don't remember if I said it on air. When Devin was going to tell me, and I'd found out, and so many people told me how nervous Devin was to tell me because he's been so, so kind to me. When he told me, Adam, when I listened to Devin, I don't think I was that nervous when I watched the birth of my three biological children. As nervous as Devin was to tell me that he was leaving. And I just told him right away, our friendship's not changing. This is, you made the right decision. So bravo to Devin.
That,
from
that being
our love
said,
for Devin.
Just that all that being said, though, dead to me.
Oh, yeah, I've already forgotten his name.
Yes. Dylan. It'll be called Dylan moving forward. Cheryl, Adam's mom, is next.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.